If you're still waiting for a sign, here's another one. At California Psychics, we reject 98% of the psychics who apply to work for us. So we only connect you with the best. That's how we can guarantee if your reading isn't life-changing, it's free. And right now, new customers receive 20 minutes for just $20. If that's not a sign, I don't know what is. Dramatic sound effect incoming. Experience the joy of certainty at CaliforniaPsychics.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today.
It's the end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show. The end of the show, show.
Hi, and welcome to Gregor's End of the Show, show. Summing up what went down in Seattle for the nerds and on the internet every weekday morning. I am Gregor. Hello there, host of mornings on 107.7 The End. Nerd Talk, the news coming up. Locking down a time right now to do another episode without sports of a sports podcast, the full 90 soccer time podcast, coming back hopefully tomorrow. I don't know why I said it like that. I'd like to take a moment to encourage you to brush your teeth. Those chompers grow on that weird sort of algae on the outside. If you were walking across them, lots of us would be slipping and falling. It's so easy when you have a weird routine. This is, I'm speaking, I guess, to everyone who's staying at home. Essential workers that are out there in the workforce still probably aren't experiencing it the same way. But even I, like, I'm on the radio every day. We're considered essential. Like, technically, I have a pass from the government that says I can, like, go wander around if I need to for business. But here we are. We're at home. Our company took it seriously and had to stay at home so we don't have to see each other. A couple of my radio friends are still going into the station every day to work, but that's just a logistics problem. I moved some of the paneling in my room and it sounds weird now and I gotta fix it. Anyway. It's so weird. Okay. Anyway, what? Oh yeah. I was talking to my wife and she's like, my routine. We went to brush our teeth at night. As we do every single night, we brush our teeth together. Whether we're mad or not or whatever, we stand there and brush our chompers. It's something we've done for 5 or 6 years now straight. Anyway, we were talking about it, and she was like, yeah, in the morning, I'm forgetting to brush my teeth some days. And I'm like, yeah, I could see that. Because if your routine is go downstairs, have a cup of coffee, eat your breakfast, then come upstairs, brush your teeth, and go to work, and you change that part where you don't go to work, and you decide to have another cup of coffee, suddenly it's 9 o'clock at night, and you didn't brush your teeth in the morning. What, like, I want to know what little things like that you've run into that have changed and that you're messing up with, like, hygiene or, like, your normal behavior, things that have gone by the wayside. In my family, I'm the official drive the car to the gas station and fill it up person. Other people can handle it, but it's my I just like doing that for some reason. Go over to the Costco, put the card in, save 30 cents a gallon, fill her up, bring her back. I like driving around. I like cruising. It's hard for me to be stuck inside all this time. Less difficult than I anticipated, though. A lot of projects getting done, a lot of cleaning that usually gets neglected happening. Anyway, I've already rearranged my studio and everything. I wonder what the little things that, like, we deem so necessary. Like my total eating habit is changed now. Get up, have my cup of coffee, do the first part of my show, go downstairs, cook some breakfast, come back up. It's really interesting how that's changed. Usually I wouldn't eat till like 10 in the morning after getting up at 3:30. That's not healthy. So what little things like that? Obviously, no one can get a haircut unless your family member is a hairstylist. Shout out to my buddy Brandon, who was growing his hair long and then decided that it was time to have it cut, which means his wife, who's a hairstylist, finally had enough of his garbage. We'll talk about that on the Full 90 Soccer Time podcast. Sorry, Brandon, I don't mean to be a dick. I mean, I definitely am. Right now, he's saying, first of all, how dare you? Okay. It's getting weirder to be in a routine where the routine is kind of like a grind now. The news starts the same, we cover the same things. It's all still so important, but it's losing its edge a little bit.
In case you missed it, it's the news.
Today in coronavirus, 10,600 plus confirmed cases of COVID-19 in Washington state, including sadly 541 deaths, reports the Seattle Times. Those numbers still going up, but certainly not as fast, and for that I say good job to you. Now, a report by Cairo 7 spoke with researchers doing behavior modeling at the University of Washington on how this stupid virus spreads. Currently, the curve is flattening, but if all of us just had to visit just one friend to get some relief, more than 70% of households would be reconnected and allow for the virus to ramp back up. Stay home, stay healthy, and stay connected with radio.com. The White House is cutting off funding to the World Health Organization over its treatment of COVID-19. Instead, we're going to use that money to install some super big, very advanced virus-killing lasers. The president of Emerald Downs believes there will be racing this season, just not sure when. Ooh, what if it's people running from each other to try and social distance? I guess we could have the horses ride them just for kicks. Yeah, weird. NHL Seattle donated $1 million to local organizations, including a bulk of it to the United Way, to help get food to families. You don't even have a team name and you're already impacting the community? Nice work.
You just got news.
Here's a wild headline that comes up from BuzzFeed News. Also, when did BuzzFeed become a news outlet that we listen to? Regardless, reporting here from BuzzFeed News, scientists have reported the first case of the coronavirus spreading from a dead body. Boy. We need to take care of the people who take care of the dead. We need to be doing that regardless, because that is a crazy job where you're dealing with dead bodies all the time. But this sounds an awful lot like how zombies happen. Not quite as literal as like the dead reanimating and coming back to life, but like when they're already dead, still spreading. Here's the story from BuzzFeedNews.com. Thailand is reporting the first fatal case of the novel coronavirus being transmitted from a dead patient to a medical examiner, a finding that experts say adds to safety concerns for morgue and funeral home workers amid the global pandemic. Yeah, you think the dead people are still transmitting this thing? That's crazy. I understand giving it to your animal or getting it from an animal, even worse. But the idea that like you're like, well, there's a dead body. Now what do we do? Obviously, you hire Boba Fett and Boba Fett does a disintegration. I guess any Mandalorian would do. Are you watching Star Wars, The Clone Wars? It was a series that ended several years ago, very abruptly and very oddly. Disney brought it back with Disney Plus, and they have all these new episodes and animations and everything, and I gotta tell you, it's a huge miss for me. A series about Ahsoka Tano? That's gonna be a thing? Yeah, I just don't... Isn't doing it for me. Again, it's for kids, and I'm a giant old adult, but still, I liked that show. Come to think of it, like, Star Wars for the last, like, 20 years has been pretty bad. In almost all accounts, except for The Mandalorian. Like, if you were a television show or movie producer and you came with an idea and they did as badly as some of these things, or they were as dumb as some of these things, there's no way that they would keep going. You're totally playing on the marketing power of being able to sell toys to idiots, like me, in the form of Legos.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
NASCAR driver Kyle Larson found himself fired from his real-life racing team and dropped by his sponsors after using a racial slur during a live-streamed iRacing event. Boy, ever since sports got canceled, networks are desperate for content, and unlike that terrible game of horse, computer racing looks awesome. It still requires high-level racing skills. So the race got real when a guy who wasn't raised that way used an unthinkable expression, not realizing his mic was hot. He has since apologized. Virtual happy hours, meetings with your boss, trying to interview for a job after you used a racial slur in a NASCAR race. We're learning pretty quickly how to live in the video conferencing world. Yeah, now it's not just for people walking the aisles at the drugstore, FaceTiming one another on speaker. What are you doing? Next time you have to stream face-to-face, you can loop in a llama, a goat, or other farm animal for a small fee. A farm in the Bay Area has their animals for hire. Well, how much? $100! So that's how the prize goat is paying spendy Seattle rent during the shutdown. And finally, researchers are now able to make structures in a laboratory that are stronger than diamonds. Ooh, hopefully more sparkly too. Before you know it, it's the scientists covered in drip, head-to-toe diamonds, hopefully with rap albums. On the cover, they got lab coats and a modest, gently used Toyota Corolla.
Nerd talk, talking about nerd talk, yeah!
The end of the show show. The end of the end of the show show.
The end of the show show.
The end of the show show. Thanks.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.
Hey, I'm gum disease. You may know me by my formal name, periodontal disease. No? I can't believe this. No respect. Same story everywhere I go. Over half of all adults in America live with me, and they act like they don't even know I exist. I mean, come on. Whole body health? I am gum disease. I am literally linked to almost every major disease. Diabetes, heart disease, Alzheimer's. You can't just ignore me.
Find a dentist near you committed to caring about all of you. Visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.